Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken Tour. April 17th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. I'm the only one who walks across a mile for you. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Melissa Etheridge in concert. If I only wanted to. I'm Not Broken Tour.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up? I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pro-Palestinian protests against Israel across America in several U.S. cities, frustrating many residents in San Francisco. The Golden Gate Bridge had earlier been blocked by protesters, forcing a massive backup. Other protests in Chicago, New York, and Philadelphia, to name a few. The Trump alleged hush money trial is underway in New York. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. The FBI has opened an investigation into the deadly Baltimore bridge collapse and to determine whether any federal laws might have been broken. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower today. The Dow was down 248 points. The NASDAQ lost 290, and the S&P 500 dropping 61 points. This is SRN News.
Honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you. Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing? That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/platinum to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard. Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/platinum and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
It's our favorite day.
You tax us when we're born. You tax us when we're dead. You tax us when we eat. You tax us when we sleep. You tax us every which way. Get off of my back.
And has government listened since that woman spoke her mind some 15 years ago?
No.
Of course not. David Blackman with us. We're going to resume our tour through the Idiocracy, but we're going to take a moment now to visit with Mr. Right on the Money. And that's Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Brant, first question. Market looked really optimistic this morning. It opened, and then when I came in, I looked and it didn't look so happy. What happened today?
Well, it's really simple, Greg. It's all about the bond market. Bond yields were higher again today. I think, you know, some in the market want to point to the unrest in the Middle East, obviously, which is tied in with oil markets. But I don't really know that that's the case. I mean, crude oil really didn't do a whole lot today. It was really a story about U.S. bond yields inching higher. Another reason why we saw the metals moving higher, gold, silver, massively higher. We had a retail sales report this morning, and early on it looked like it was a positive report. But the thing we have to remember, you know, the United States has not had an inflation problem in roughly 40 years. And so we've seen, you know, the Fed chair, the White House, and all of the pundits running around trying to speak for the White House, saying, you know, oh, well, inflation has been slayed, it's under control, and we should be cutting interest rates. But the simple fact of the matter is that it's starting to turn back up again, and we've seen that evidence in recent CPI reports, the producer price index. We got those last week. We'll see PCE next week. But the retail sales number on its headline said, we were up 0.7%. That sounds wonderful, right? If you look back over the last year, the last 12 months, retail sales are up 4%. But that's in nominal terms. When you adjust it for inflation, we're up 0.5%. So I think when you see some of this, you have to remember that this inflation that we're having to deal with can distort numbers, and you have to really think through and understand exactly what's going on. So a lot of this came from internet and e-commerce sites, which makes sense. These are very efficient operators, typically offer much lower prices. And so consumers are moving more and more towards that type of platform for things like food and staples goods items. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that that's the case. I would say, though, with all of this, you know, last week we talked about the threat of Iran striking Israel, that was a looming sort of thing that was hanging over the market. It's pretty clear to me that Israel has decided now they're going to retaliate. The million-dollar question is tonight, what are they going to do? Is it going to be actual, you know, military targets that they hit inside of Iran, or is it going to be some sort of cybersecurity attack? What will it be? But certainly one thing we can all agree on, this thing seems to be getting worse, not better. And so, as I've said for quite some time, I think this market, U.S. equities, are mispriced. There's way too much money that's in one side of the room. And if you look at metals and commodities, it's well underfunded as a percentage of the entire market and the market cap across the S&P 500. You know, you look back to the 70s and oil companies and commodity names, or companies connected to those industries comprise roughly 50% of the total market. Today, it's much, much less than that. It's more around the 8% or so range. And so we just think that there are massive dislocations in the market. And I think that, you know, again, as I've been saying, from a big picture perspective, the decade from 2010 to 2020 was characterized by disinflation and low interest rates, the zero bound rate on the federal funds. From 2020 to 2030, it's going to go down in the history books as a totally different type of economy, one that's going to be earmarked by runaway budget deficits, inflation. It appears now that Arthur Burns has come back from the dead, and for crying out loud, they're talking about cutting interest rates in June or July. This is madness, and all of this, in my opinion, all goes back to an ideological way of thinking from the White House all the way down to the Treasury Department and all of his minions calling the shots, believing that they could borrow their way and print their way to prosperity. It doesn't work. It's never worked. There's a price to pay for doing that, and we're all witnessing it now.
Grant, we thank you for the analysis today, and go team today. What's our record on the season?
Greg, it's not good. We are 1-6, and we have 4 losses by 1 run.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is brutal. It is brutal. And so the little Fighting Budells, they've hung their head a few times, but they're still hanging tough. They're staying positive. Importantly, they're having a lot of fun. But I got a good feeling about them. We'll see.
Well, you let them know that Mr. Budell said that some of the greatest lessons in life can be learned from losing.
What a bunch of crap.
All right. I lied. I hate losing, too. But, Brand, have a great day and send me a score later, okay?
We'll do it, man. We absolutely will. Y'all have a good afternoon, and I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow.
All right, my friend. Okay. Thanks. 4:12 is the time. We're going to resume our exploration of the Idiocracy. But, David, I have very, very sad news to report.
Uh-oh.
John Sterling, voice of the Yankees, is going to retire this week.
Mm. Wow.
Because of health concerns.
Oh, man.
And I am very...
Sorry to hear that.
I am, too, because I got to tell you, at least on Sundays, I can get the games on Sirius XM. And I so enjoy him. And Susie Waldman, who is one of the few women in baseball broadcasting. I'm sorry, I don't want to sound like a knuckle-scraping caveman, but most women that do baseball are god-awful. God-awful. I don't buy you. I don't believe you. Susie Waldman, I do, because she paid her dues. And she's credible. And she doesn't make it all about her. And, oh, look at me. I'm a woman in a man's world and all that garbage. But... and she and John Sterling work well together, and I'm just really sad to hear this. I'm going to have to make a Facebook post on that. It's not the end of the world. We have bigger issues to discuss and bigger fish to fry, as we say. And we have Soldier Boy on the line who would like to talk to David before we get back to our tour of the Idiocracy. What's up, buddy? What do you got?
Greg, I just wanted to talk about it. I just heard something that Skipper said, that we don't have adequate police officers to do accident reports, so you're just going to have to stay out there and draw your own crayons?
We had 10 accidents one day recently, and not a single officer at any of those 10 accidents on a nice day. I mean, this is ridiculous.
That blames it right on the mayor, who hires and fires at will as a police chief. Starts with leadership and rolls on downhill.
Yeah, our police chief, who I believe is a cousin to the mayor, recently was placed on administrative leave after he came here. Thanks for the call. After he came here from New Orleans, having had some issues with
sexual harassment.
Yeah, so you need to aim that right at you.
Okay.
Because I'm only getting half a Rosie, and well, that's better than no Rosie. We want the full Rosie.
All right.
We do everything on the fly here. Yeah, and came here, and that was brought up when he was first hired. Ah, Well, Joey Clark, who now hosts the show that precedes this one, had his accuser on, and I thought she was incredibly credible.
Yeah.
And now he's been placed. But here's the thing. They made the announcement he's on administrative leave without giving a reason, which is totally normal when you have a key official in your city's operation placed on leave to say, well, yeah, we're not going to tell you. Honest to God, this is becoming a giant outdoor daycare center here. And not everybody's behaving either. So those two little tidbits go down. And I don't want anybody to alarm. I want everybody to promise that you will remain calm.
Yes.
When I tell you that we only have two more years to go. Before the climate destroys all of us. That's what we'll come back to, David. And I appreciate
it. Sounds good.
David will tell you, you know, to make sure all your premiums are paid and everything else, and when we can expect self-immolation through the fiery ball known as the sun, which has been known, by the way, in the course of history, to make things hot from time to time. It's true. By the way, if you are in an accident, whether the police are there or not, at least know where you're going to take the car after it's happened. That's Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Four decades of excellence. Began with a commitment to fix all the damage, to use talented people and commitment and what we used to call elbow grease to make sure that everything in the damaged area is repaired, and then restoring the look of the car so that from bumper to bumper, it looks good as new, maybe better. A result they've delivered thousands of times over four decades plus now. It starts with Donnie and Brandon Turner. If you're in a wreck, if your car is not drivable, have it towed to Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. If your car is drivable, get the claim number ASAP from your agent. And by the way, don't let them try to push you somewhere else. You have the right to decide. They can't threaten you. They can't bully you. Just say Montgomery Paint and Body or else. 27REC with AW. Now let's see about their service as we visit Skipper.
Let's start in Wetumpka. Got a moderate crash at Highway 231 and Highway 14. Please use caution as you approach that intersection. We've also got some other accidents that are waiting on accident investigators. Taylor at Vaughn, Coliseum Boulevard, and Atlanta Highway have a three-vehicle accident there with some injuries involved. 85 southbound just past Chantilly. This accident's been there about 45 minutes now. No emergency vehicles on the scene. Those folks are still waiting. Very busy all over the city this afternoon. Please use caution and we'll keep you updated. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-36. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only have these days been warm, but the nights are starting to be very mild. Tonight, clouds on the increase, the overnight low temperature down to about 58. Another warm day tomorrow, we'll say a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 86. Then a weak front approaches on Wednesday. It looks like a dry front, so we'll say mostly cloudy, high 83 Wednesday, and back to the middle 80s again on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
That's what they say.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It is 4:22, and our guest on Monday through our weekly visit and tour of the Idiocracy is David Blackman, our blogger buddy from Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain. And now we're ready for, as Paul Harvey would say, phase two. We would say page two, but I can't. By the way, were you a Paul Harvey fan?
Oh, big time, yeah.
When I was first in the business, a newbie in Chicago, yes, I'm going to tell David Blackman the lame-ass story I've said 5,000 times on this station, because he hasn't heard it yet, I don't think. Have you?
I don't know.
Well, this is when, you know, music radio was coming into its own on FM, and I worked for ABC FM at a time when we started talking like this on the air, so people would think we were in your living room. We're your friend. So go ahead, try Toulouse Street by the Doobie Brothers, you'll love it. So it was a whole new era of disc jockeying, term I hate. ABC Network was in the office right next to ours, because we were all owned by ABC then. And Paul Harvey was headquartered. He flies private plane from some tiny little Illinois town and, take a limousine to the Stone Container Building. And we had this massive hallway outside our studio door, and I would watch him walk up and down the hallway with his script propped up in his hand, wearing his, it had to be a $1,000 or $2,000 tailor-made suit with a carnation, fresh carnation in the lapel every day, rehearsing that remarkable delivery he did. I don't think I ever heard that man stumble once.
No, he never did. Never did.
And as a new guy, I mean, I knew who he was, and I had listened to him. He treated me so well. He was so encouraging, just a really, really great human being. And we still have commentaries by him that we play from time to time because they're still valid today.
Yeah, he was just so great at what he did. His 15-minute midday rest of the story was carried on. When I was younger, living in South Texas on WAI in San Antonio, big 50,000-watt station there. And right. Then when we moved up to North Texas for a while, he was still active. The first several years we were up here, and it was on WBAP, another 50,000-watt, flagship station up here in Fort Worth. And I always made a point to listen to it because he had news items that were unusual and different from what you were going to hear
Yes.
On the evening newscast, which, of course, were the way we got our news back then.
Yeah.
When the networks were still at least semi-credible. And, you know, now I'm not sure who watches, who gets them news in the evening. I don't even know who the anchors are anymore.
No, they used
who
to be
watches
stars.
Those to get their news?
They were stars. They're, you know, the selection process for that person that was going to take over the slot left behind by Walter Cronkite and, of course, the disgraced Dan Rather joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Well known. I couldn't tell you who's on any of the networks anymore. Fox has a much more recognizable lineup into primetime than any ABC, CBS, or NBC.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Brett Baer probably does a better job than, well, I don't watch anyone else, so I wouldn't know. But, I mean, he does fine on his 5 o'clock hour-long newscast. If I'm going to watch a TV newscast, I'll turn that one on. It's fine. It's not always great, but it's good enough. I guess Lester Holt's probably still doing NBC, right?
Probably, but I really couldn't
but
say
I don't
that.
Know. But I couldn't tell you either the other. And don't care. Honestly, do not care, because we know they're all liars. We know they're all news fakers. We know they're all propagandists. They operate on the Joseph Goebbels model of propaganda that was established in Germany in the 1930s. And unfortunately, that's where we are in America now. And, you know, even kind of almost long for the days of even Dan Rather, although I hate to even say that.
Yeah.
He invented fake news, literally.
He also invented, but you know, this is the thing. You got to give Dan Rather credit for one thing. He did invent the concept of live hurricane coverage with radar with Hurricane Carla back in 61. Yeah. I am much too young to remember that happening, but I did learn about it from Rich Thomas, our weather guy, who pulled up a clip one day and showed him actually.
Yeah, there's lots of clips out there on the internet. With him. He also, unfortunately, to his great shame, originated the tactic of having the weather guy stand out there in the high winds and put himself in danger, his whole crew in danger, down in Galveston during that storm. And nobody needs to be standing out in a hurricane, okay? Hurricanes, if you got 100-mile-an-hour plus winds, it's blowing all kinds of stuff around in the air.
Right.
That you could get struck with. You don't need to be doing that, and it's not a novel thing anymore, and weather people need to stop it.
They do.
My favorite one, though, was when Shepard Smith, remember? Was it in Katrina? It was in one of the hurricanes. Faked it. Got outside and faked a high wind, and the camera accidentally backed off and showed he's faking a flood is what it was. Mm. And he was actually on his knees in about 3-inch deep water. Remember that? I think it was Shepard Smith. I'm pretty sure it was Shepard Smith.
Well, he's such a phony. I mean,
yeah.
That's hilarious. Since we're talking weather and climate, David, I understand that those totally trustworthy people at the United Nations say we only have 2 years left to fend off climate disaster.
Yeah, I just love that. You know, now we've only got 2 years. Greta Thunberg, famously in 2018, when she was first coming on the scene, said we only have 5 more years. And of course, last year, when the 5-year anniversary came, she deleted the tweet off her feed so nobody could find it again. But yeah, I remember this goes all the way back to the 80s, Greg. They've been telling us we had 10 years or 12 years. Yeah. I mean, I'll never forget Ted Danson testifying before Congress in the early 90s, telling Congress we only had 5 years to turn it all around. That was 31 years ago. Well, this guy says that he is the chief of their climate ministry or whatever they call it at the UN. I mean, who cares? He says we've only got 2 years now to really get intense about all these authoritarian measures that they're taking to force us all to behave the way they want us to behave, or we're going to, you know, it's going to be too late. And he's doing that because 71% of the world's population is going to have national elections within the next 2 years. So he's trying to, once again, ramp up the hysteria about climate to try to impact elections in the U.S. and Canada and Europe and, you know, all over the world. Well, the problem is that for most people now, this stuff is just background noise. They don't care. They've heard it too many times now. And we all know in 2027, when we're all still alive and the world hasn't burned up,
right,
and there's no prospect of it burning up anytime in any of our lifetimes,
no,
they're going to back up and say, well, you know, the measures we've already taken have given us another 5 years to take more measures and turn it all around. And it just is this constant cycle of pushing the goalposts back, further back. And the other thing that's going to happen, and I may not be around to see it, along about 2035, so you young people pay attention to this, and remember I said it, along about 2035, all this nonsense about having to be net zero by 2050 is going to go away. It may have already gone away by then, because there's no urgency there. And the science, the actual observations are not going to show any of these projections you're seeing today are in any way accurate and true. And it carbon dioxide is not the cause of any of this. Methane is a rounding error in the atmosphere, not having any real impact on us. This is all the sun. The last 2 years have been unusually hot because of the volcano that exploded in the South Pacific 2 years ago and put, what was it, 273 trillion gallons of additional water vapor into the atmosphere. That's why we had a really hot year last year. It's why we had a mild winter. It's why we're going to have another hot summer this year. And it has nothing to do with carbon dioxide, which is plant food and the very basis for all of life on planet Earth.
Somebody needs to take what you said, because volcanoes do absolutely impose climate change when they erupt big.
Sure.
Krakatoa in 1883, one of the biggest eruptions in recorded history, made it cold in Britain for 7 years. They had seven very chilly summers because the atmosphere was processing all the ash and the sun couldn't get through. That's climate change.
That's
not man-made. Who was the idiot last week? Was it a Sonny Hostin, the ever-reliable moron on The View, who you have featured in your blog numerous times, blamed the earthquake in New Jersey on climate change?
And the eclipse. She blamed the eclipse on climate change.
At least one of the dim bulbs on The View had the, maybe it was somebody said, you know, Sonny, you really should just stick a quote.
Yeah, it was, what's her name?
Whoopi? Or?
Huh?
Was it Whoopi?
Well, Whoopi too, but the first one was... the lady who was a former stand-up comic and has been on it forever. That's another bunch of people. I try to forget their names.
But yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it's so stupid that her fellow idiot host corrected her. That's how stupid it was. I mean...
You got to be really stupid to get corrected by them dames.
I mean, think about it. An eclipse... It's the workings of our solar system that were set in place literally billions of years ago. That has been set in stone. You know, what Whoopi Goldberg said as well, you know, they knew this eclipse were coming years ago. They can predict these things, you know. Well, she's too dim-witted to even know that literally that's been set in stone. It's been baked into the cake for literally billions of years that eclipse was going to happen on that specific day. Okay? It has literally nothing to do with anything related to climate change.
It's incredible. And they walk among us, and there's people that just buy into this.
And they have influence, Greg. They have great influence and big audience.
Unfortunately.
Bonnie Prince Charles, when he was prince before he became the homely king, he once said, we have 90 days left. Where do they come up with these numbers? Is there some kind of a number-crunching thing that tells us how much longer we have before we just burst into flame? It's incredible.
Yeah. Nobody ever holds them accountable for any of it.
David, I have to say this. We have had the nicest string of days ever since they announced that they were putting in those EV chargers on the west side here. I think just the idea that we were going to have electric vehicle charging stations and smart bus benches, God took that personally and made the weather nice immediately so we wouldn't have to suffer.
By the way, speaking of electric vehicles, Tesla announced today, see, I've been telling y'all that Tesla was going to be kind of immune from this fallout in the EV industry, or at least weather the storm pretty well. Tesla announced the layoff of more than 10% of its total workforce globally today. Wow. And cut in half the number of Cybertrucks they're going to be producing from here on out because it's such a miserable failure in the market.
I bet Elon is not feeling too good today.
No.
I don't wish bad on him. He made Tesla into a thing, and people bought it because they wanted it and not because Joe Biden says, you got to buy an electric car.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Cybertruck could have been okay, right, if it actually worked. I've predicted since the day he rolled it out it was going to be a miserable failure. It was going to be Tesla's version of the Ford Edsel because it's such a radical design. It has zero appeal to traditional buyers of pickup trucks because it doesn't function the way you need a pickup truck to function. But at least if all the bells and whistles that they were using as selling points on the thing worked properly, it could have been a semi-success. But, you know, it's a disaster. People are breaking down in those trucks before they get home, driving them off the lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, they've had repeated dozens and dozens of people having to turn around and take it back to the shop to get repaired before they even get it home. And a lot of the crazy options like this stupid camping tent thing that's a $3,000 option that, you know, you supposedly can use it as in place of a camper, doesn't work, doesn't function as advertised. People can't even find how to get it to deploy because the instructions are so bad that come with the pickup truck. So it's a disaster. It's a real problem for Tesla and the whole market for electric vehicles in the United States, and it's starting to spread to Europe, is beginning to collapse because it's nothing new, and I keep telling people this. The first electric vehicles were produced in 1886. This is an old concept.
Right.
This is not a new concept, not a new technology. It has failed repeatedly over the years. Attempts to ramp it up and make it scalable on a societal scale for the very same limiters for electric vehicles that still exist today. And they haven't worked out any of those limiters to any real solution. And so it's going to fail again. And those of you buying them, if you're buying them for just the second car to drive around town, you're going to be fine because they're beautiful cars, and I like some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not a replacement for an internal combustion engine car, and they never will be.
All right, coming up, it is 4:38. Coming up next hour, we're going to visit with Jacqueline Tomlinson. In Rosie News, we're going to talk about an overweight cat that is swimming its way to a better body, and movies with Miss Murray. But when we come back with David, we're also going to talk about movies, one in particular, which was the big box office hit for the weekend. That's just ahead as we get ready for our final segment in the Idiocracy. When life confronts you with a crisis, it could be somebody from the past. You've already been through a divorce and the agony of negotiated child support and alimony, or maybe it's something that's happening now. Maybe you know somebody who needs great family law representation. Here, that is Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law. You know, it's not just a matter of the legal wisdom. When you hand your problem to somebody, you need to know they're going to go in there with the passion of advocacy, that they care, that whether it's in a court of law, judges' chambers, a mediation hearing, they are going to be doing everything within their power to come up with the best possible outcome for you. This way, you let them do their job, and you can move on with your life and not be paralyzed by circumstances. Take it from somebody who did it all wrong. I didn't turn it over. I tried to manage it. And yeah, I made everything worse. They also handle adoptions, blended families, and more. The full menu of all their family law services available at this web address, thealabamafamilylawyers.com. Or for a consultation, reach out at 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, to the traffic dungeon we go. 1819 News coming up.
Well, if you're approaching the intersection of Madison Avenue and AN, please use caution there. We had some type of big glass breakage and a big glass spill in the roadway. Watch out for officers with brooms. We've also got some accidents that are still sitting in place. Coliseum Boulevard and Atlanta Highway, that one had some injuries with it from much earlier. 85 southbound just past Chantilly. That's going to be off on the right in the work zone. 18-wheelers and vehicles, they are still there waiting for emergency units. Also, a minor accident, Taylor at Vaughn. Buckle up and drive carefully this afternoon. We will keep you updated on traffic. There's so much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has ordered flags in Alabama to be lowered to half staff in honor of Montgomery's Sheriff Deputy Jemias Young. Deputy Young will be laid to rest today. Flags will be lowered until sunset. Young lost his life just a week ago in a patrol car crash while on duty and responding to a call. Governor Ivey says that Young's sacrifice is a stark reminder of the risks that law enforcement officers face every day in order to keep our community safe. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An Ozark man is facing murder charges for killing his roommate after an argument. 59-year-old Daryl Miley is accused of hitting 63-year-old Billy Joe Maynard with a metal pipe to the stomach, which caused him to be hospitalized. Maynard has since succumbed to those injuries while in the hospital. According to WDHN News, Miley told investigators that he hit his roommate with that pipe following an argument over a stolen Pop-Tart. Miley is currently being held without bond. A second juvenile that was involved in a shooting and car crash in Tuscaloosa has succumbed to his injuries. The two shooting victims were found inside a car after it crashed into a home on Reese Boulevard. One of the juveniles was declared dead at the scene, the other hospitalized but has since died. Investigators say an attempted robbery led to the shooting and a suspect is in police custody. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only have these days been warm, but the nights are starting to be very mild. Tonight, clouds on the increase, the overnight low temperature down to about 58. Another warm day tomorrow, we'll say a sun and cloud mix with a high temperature up to about 86. Then a weak front approaches on Wednesday. It looks like a dry front, so we'll say mostly cloudy, high 83 Wednesday, and back to the middle 80s again on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And we now go to Lake Mead National Park in Nevada, where two men were caught on camera destroying protected rock formations.
It takes millions of years for these rock formations to form, and then you get a few idiots out there that are destroying all that work of nature. It's pretty appalling. It's kind of disgusting. Why would you even do something like this? Like, why on earth would you do this to this area that's so beautiful? It's one of my favorite places in the park.
Well, I would ask our mayor the same question about the bus benches and the EV chargers. Why are you doing something like this?
You are an idiot!
Stupid is as stupid does.
We're playing their song. By the way, I happen to have that, and hang on one second here.
Stupid is as stupid does, sir.
And we have a caller, David. Bruce would like to speak with us at 272-9228. The time is 447 already. Hey, Bruce.
Hello, man. I've got two quick questions, please, and a comment. This is the anniversary that Jackie Robinson entered the major league. Who was the Brooklyn Dodger manager who was mainly responsible for Jackie Robinson playing with the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Well, Branch Rickey was the general manager who...
That's he.
Okay.
It was Branch Rickey. Leo DeRocher was the team's manager at the time.
Even I knew that, and I'm not even a big Dodger fan.
This is a question with a Texas connection. Between 1964 and 1973, two teams won national championships in college basketball. One was UCLA. Who was the other?
Houston.
It's what is called UTEP now, University of Texas at El Paso. Then it was called...
Western Texas. If someday historians are wondering why America collapsed, I think it's misplaced priorities. There's something wrong with a society that will pay a man $5 million a year to coach basketball and $10 million a year to coach football. But enjoy your show and thank you.
All right,
thanks, Bruce.
Interesting point.
Yeah.
The highest paid state employees, almost in all 57 states, David.
Yeah, the head football coaches.
Yeah. Because that's what Barack Obama taught me. Oh.
But on the other hand, you're paying Nick Saban $10 million to coach University of Alabama. That football team was probably the most profitable enterprise in the state of Alabama.
See, that's the key, and this is what there are a lot of people that don't understand, free market enterprise. Yeah. That makes him the highest paid state employee, but guess what? He is earning his keep. It's not a gift.
Yeah.
And the money.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm sure Alabama's like University of Texas, where everything's, the football program doesn't take a dime from the school. School money doesn't pay for anything related to the University of Texas athletics program, period. The football team is so profitable, it funds every other athletics endeavor at the University of Texas. And it's all through donors and boosters, and, you know, it's incredibly profitable.
We are at 449 on News Talk 93.1 FM. our weekly visit with David Blackman and the exploration of the Idiocracy is about to wrap up. And, you know, it's funny. I have to pay attention to cultural stuff, and I get a service every day that, you know, brings you the Hollywood wrap-up and what movies are coming out and so forth. Number one at the box office this week, and only $25 million. Which is not huge. And especially, I think with today's inflation, $25 million box office means like 300 people went to see it. things have gotten so much expensive. But it's called Civil War.
Yeah.
Somebody had sent me the trailer to this a couple of weeks ago. I didn't want to watch it. Because it's just sounds like what's happening now.
I mean, right.
We are in a non-shooting civil war at the moment for the heart and soul of this country.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie. I've seen the trailer. I think it's very telling that it is not only the number one film at the box office this weekend, it was the highest grossing film in history for the second week of April.
Really?
You know, which isn't saying a lot because you don't ever open a blockbuster in early April, right? But still, I think it's kind of telling that particular film outdrew every other movie at the box office this weekend, and really, by far, it wasn't close. And I think it says a lot about where our society is at the moment, and a lot of people feeling very uncomfortable about where we're heading right now.
You need look no further than what's going on with San Francisco. I saw the images. You had brought this up earlier, David. The protesters blocking the Golden Gate Bridge all day in a normal society. And they did this without permission. You send officials out to peacefully ask them to split, and if they don't, you take them.
Yeah, so you hold them off.
Because they're screwing up the whole city in the name of Hamas, a terror organization that attacked Israel on October 7th. You know, and this is my thinking, because in the time we've gotten to know each other, I've may or may not have mentioned that I have been a very devout student of a couple of American events. One is Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And read every book, watched every documentary. I mean, we're talking dozens. And I came to the conclusion, well, that could never happen again because we have such sophisticated technology today. We'd catch somebody far before they're able to do any damage. And then 9/11 happened because I couldn't think to that extent. You bring up the Civil War. By the way, I recommend, I think it's on Apple TV. It's called Manhunt. The final episode is yet to be released, but it's all about the hunt for John Wilkes Booth and the trial of
those. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't been able to watch that. I want to watch that, actually.
It's worth it, but I'll tell you this. It's one of the worst casted movies I have ever watched in my life.
Oh.
Tobias, somebody who plays Secretary Stanton, who was the focal character in the story of the search for Booth, he's great. But I think they hired Sam Kinison to play Abe Lincoln because his voice is way out. Yeah, it's just, he sounds ridiculous. And who in their right mind? I don't know anything about casting, but I know this. I would never, ever, in a million years of evolution, put Patton Oswalt in a Union uniform and make him into an officer.
Oh, my God.
That fat little slob.
Oh, well, never mind. I don't want to see it then. I can't stand that guy.
My friend Rich and I, we watch this because this is another subject that we like to study. He's in it, and it's like, well, what the hell were you thinking? You know, you had to go to him to be in this. But overall, the detail, I was surprised how much I already knew before watching this thing, the Montreal connection, all that.
Mm-hmm.
If you can compartmentalize and keep Patton Oswalt out of your viewing, I think you'll enjoy it. I didn't mean to ruin that for you. Here's my thinking, David. If I could endure Patton Oswalt as a Union officer, I guess anybody could.
I guess I can get past it. I'll try.
But this is pretty much, I mean, the timing of this movie and what's happening now, and looking at what they're doing to Trump today, that story, he can't go to his kid's graduation, really, Judge?
I mean, this is a Soviet-style show trial.
It is.
This is the tactics of the Soviet Union that are being deployed against the former president of the United States.
What's the name of that judge?
Rectum.
Yeah, something like that. And that's
Merchant.
Just, oh, yeah.
I know. Merchant. No T at the end.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. What's coming up in the days ahead that you would like to focus on, my friend? Anything that we should keep an eye out for?
Gosh, Greg, I tell you, I just get up in the morning and start writing. I don't plan things out. It's really weird. I don't really know the answer to that. I just wake up and start browsing the internet and start writing.
You know what? I take the same approach to, other than, you know, when we get together for our thing, it requires a certain amount of planning, but that's kind of how I treat this. I like to be spontaneous.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
What's on the
plate? I mean, I used to try to really plan things out and structure everything, and I realized I had lost any sense of spontaneity at all. And it was very boring, so I quit doing it.
There's something crazy new every morning.
I missed one item here that I just noticed. Are you serious? A German transportation minister threatened to ban weekend driving to fight climate.
Oh my God! Yeah, we got to talk. We got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Oh my.
So I've been warning everybody that the real goal of the climate alarm movement is not to force you to buy an electric vehicle. Okay, not the ultimate goal. That's just a first step. They want to get you into cars that don't really work and aren't really substitutes for what you're driving today. The real goal at the end of the day is to force you to stop driving at all, mm-hmm. Okay? They want you out of cars. They want you living small little lives in a very small geographic location, because if you can't move around, it's harder for an immobile population to be informed and keep up with events happening all over the country than it is for a mobile population to do that. And so you become much easier to control if you can't move around the country. And this German travel minister, transportation minister, because he's not getting a piece of legislation through that would essentially do what Biden's already done in America and make it almost impossible to manufacture internal combustion cars under new pollution rules. Because he's not getting that piece of legislation, he is threatening now to make it to outlaw driving on the weekends nationwide in Germany. And he apparently has the authority to do this as the transport minister in that country. So
you think German citizens?
I'm not crazy, folks.
You think German citizens will actually put up with that? They can't all do that.
They're the biggest sheep on earth. Are you kidding? They put up with Hitler.
Yeah, this is true.
They've been putting up with stuff like that for 100 years.
Shame on me.
Really and truly, they're the biggest pack of sheep ever put on planet Earth.
Well, if they want to go to slaughter, fine. I am not interested in following their lead. I'll tell you that. And I can't see anybody, you know, if they can't get us to buy EVs, I can just see the reaction if they tell us, well, you can't drive on weekends anymore.
Yeah. But that's coming, folks, if we don't stop electing these authoritarian lunatics that are governing us right now. We've got to stop voting for people like this.
David, will you be able to join us on Thursday?
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. I have so enjoyed this, as I always do. The time goes by way too fast, and we never quite get as much in as we want. Your blog address again, please, so people can look for you and support you between now and Thursday.
Yes, davidblackman.substack.com for politics, blackman.substack for energy.
Thank you so much for your time, as always, my friend. You're the best.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Have a good, good week.
You too. All right. That wraps up our tour of the Idiocracy. Let me take a quick tour of Jack Ingram's signature used cars. It's Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. And here's the deal. They have always had a great reputation, the Ingram family, of thoroughly vetting any vehicle that they're going to resell, because their commitment to not reselling somebody else's troubles is rock solid. But they've taken it to the next level. John Ingram said, what can we do to further make sure our customers are confident in pre-owned products?